Tickets will be $600, covering golf and cart for four players, lunch and booze. The tournament will get started with a 10:30 shotgun start. Get your tickets now. This is a first-come, first-served event. Go to eventbrite.com and search Lemmings Open to sign up today, or click the link to register on the 590thefan.com homepage.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Are you looking for an easy way to sell your home? Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier can give you an instant cash offer. No showings, repairs, or hassles, just cash in hand. No wonder they're the top agents in St. Louis. Call the Gelmans today or go online to 590homes.com. That's 590homes.com and start packing.
We are all more aware of what's in the air around us, and Hoff Heating and AC can provide peace of mind with their professionally installed air scrubbers. They are proven to destroy up to 99% of all surface contaminants in your home. The air scrubber greatly reduces dust while killing mold, germs, bacteria, and viruses. Learn more about air scrubbers and all their other services at HoffHeating.com and contact them today at 636-240-4633. That's 636-240-HOFF. Making your family's comfort our family's business.
They say, trust the process. But if enjoyment isn't part of that process, don't trust the process. Michelob Ultra, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Are you looking for an easy way to sell your home? Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier can give you an instant cash offer. No showings, repairs, or hassles, just cash in hand. No wonder they're the top agents in St. Louis. Call the Gelmans today or go online to 590homes.com. That's 590homes.com and start packing.
Thank you, Kate. When the Fat Lady sings, it's not necessarily over. Maybe it's just starting. And it is.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
There's no fun left on
ever.
Monsters, graves, bodies.
Oh, I'm scared.
We're about to get
I get it. Halloween stuff. I keep forgetting. Way to go. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 5th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Complete Auto Body. Yes, they are in the auto body business, as in getting a wreck. Need to have it repaired, put back together perfectly. That's the only way they know how to do it, and it also means service. From the simplest to the most complicated, we'll talk about what Complete Auto Body does and why the Complete name is perfect for them. We'll do that later. But before, as you probably know, we do this.
Hey!
And that would be a round of introductions. In his fourth year as control board operator for this show, the man who came back home after 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of them in Birmingham, England. He's Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And behind the coronavirus-proof glass, a man who has... big announcement to make about something coming up this weekend. We'll get to that later. He's here because he didn't head northbound or southbound or westbound or... In Britain, they call him Assad. You'd have to listen earlier, folks, and know what that means. Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
I'll have to go back and listen. I don't know
you
what that
You won't
means.
Like it. Don't listen.
Not a, not a good thing.
Not a good thing.
Well, hello anyway, everyone.
All right. Also behind that same super thick protective glass is Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
No longer a handgun virgin as of Saturday, Danny Oakley, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. They have great rates on car loans and home loans. Plus, you can check out their home equity loans starting at 2.75% for the first 12 months. First Community Credit
Union. Got an email from a listener says, is that offer still on the table for that great home equity loan? Would you ask Dan about that?
Oh, heck yeah. 2.75%. Who wrote that?
Well, I'd like to thank our writer, email writer. Her name is Ima. You don't hear that name very
Ima?
Often. Last name, the only way you pronounce it, like S-C-R-U-E-R. I'm a screwer. I'm a screwer. Thank you, Ima, for that email and that question.
You got a couple of Imas.
Yeah, she's from Shoveltown, Missouri.
Oh, wow.
Well, First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
A lot of screwers in Shoveltown.
I know right,
there
I
are.
I know her sister. She's a...
She's a... Another name you don't hear very often. Sheena, maybe, but not Sheza.
Hi, everybody.
Hello to Ima and She's a Screwer.
Yeah.
Glad to have you listening today. And now the man who wears three hats, he is our head of research for the show, is our newsman for the show, but there's that other thing he does which has nothing to do with this place. Yeah, you have to have a regular job in addition to radio. He is a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your fantastic sponsor.
Hello and thank you to the law office of Scott Sherman. Scott Sherman is a regular guest every Thursday on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on 590 The Fan. And he's the kind of lawyer who tells callers all the time, shoot me an email, and if I can help you, I know a lawyer who can. Licensed in both Missouri and Illinois, the law office of Scott Sherman. For some free initial legal advice anytime, just shoot him an email and make sure you tell him your AM and the PM. It's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. Once again, lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. And remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important one and should not be made solely on advertisements.
All righty. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
I had a couple of guests go with us, meet us at the lake this weekend. And one of the hits, you know, women like to put out little trays of stuff. Like, ooh, here's some little snacks for you. One of the hits, and it went fast. Rat boy, guess what it was?
Cheese.
Oh. Yep, yep. I believe Dan had a little of my favorite Fontina cheese. Didn't last long.
Did.
Cheese.
Rat boy would. That's right. Rat boy would have been proud of us. Would you? I tried to hire these guys to come to the lake, but I couldn't afford them because when you're good, you're good, and they are. Bruce Lipris and the All Boy Orchestra. Speaking of music, I got an email, Dan, about your harmonica playing.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll read that later,
too.
Wow. First, we have to make sure that everybody knows about Complete Auto Body and what they do. Now, look, I would love to be able to say, oh, man, I had a vehicle that was really messed up, and it was $12,000 worth of damage, and they put it back like it never even happened. I haven't had that happen yet. But if I do, that's where it'll go. And that's where I would send you, and I would send my best friend and anybody I cared about. Now, if somebody I didn't like, I'd send them somewhere else. Sometimes when you really don't like somebody, you kind of like it when they do things that get screwed up. But if you care about anybody and want to give them a good suggestion, you tell them to take that vehicle to Complete Auto Body. That's exactly what you tell your insurance company, too, when you're in an accident. Because sometimes they might sort of lead you in another direction. Well, we're going to have... I'd like for you to take it over to Auto Body, and our adjuster will come over and take. No, you say no. Complete Auto Body. That's where it goes. For two reasons. One, I'm AM in the PM, and two, I want it done perfectly. Not everybody is the fanatic that I am. I can spot a blemish a block away. My wife can have a tire that's half flat. I don't think she'd notice it. She'd just drive along on it. She could have a dent. She may never see it for a while. I do. I have one little blemish in her car, and I put it there, and I'm still sick about it. I let a ladder tip over in the garage and hit it. It was me. And it's not enough to go in and have it fixed, but it's enough that it drives me nuts. Most people wouldn't even see it. So whether you're a fanatic or not, think of it this way. It's someday you're going to want to sell that vehicle or trade it, and the next person is not going to want to look at it and go, who did this crappy body work? You don't want that. So even if it's not for you, think of it that way. You want it done right for you and the next person that buys that vehicle, and that's the only way they know how to do it at complete. They have three locations, Delwood, Hazelwood, and St. Peter's. And here's the other thing I want you to know about Complete Auto Body. They also do all the service on your vehicle, from oil changes to tires to brakes. Yeah, all of that. And they do it on lots of vehicles. They average about 500 a week that they service. So they can do it all. And they also have their own towing company. In addition to all of this, they have their own towing company, A to B Towing. It's a terrific business. Happy to speak for them. Complete Auto Body. Their website's pretty easy, CompleteAB.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
Well, Johnny, he's not in any of those places today. He's in Kirkwood, Missouri. I don't hear that in your song. He's Bill Clavlin. He's brought to you by Window World. Number one. They, people throw that number one thing around. It doesn't even mean anything. They'll go, we're number one. Number one how? Number one in what? Well, they qualify it. They're number one in sales. They are the largest selling replacement window in the country. Pretty impressive, considering they've only been in St. Louis for 17 years. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more information. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Clevelin. How are you, Bill?
I am great.
Well, you sure sound like it.
Thanks for asking. It's a beautiful day.
It is, and it's going to be beautiful through the weekend, next weekend, like
yes.
80 through Sunday. So what's this announcement?
Yeah, great segue there. So Sunday, right here at 590 The Fan, right on our patio. We have this great big patio, which I guess we can lay claim to because everybody else is out of business, unfortunately, nearby.
Yeah.
I am going to be doing an in-person appearance on the patio.
How much does this cost?
Myself,
how much does this cost people?
Well, if they want to buy a book, if they can, they can buy... It's going to be a book signing, and the reason we're doing it out here on the patio is because, unfortunately, the people that run St. Louis County have shut down everything, so it is now apparently safe. You can go to a casino, but you can't go to a library. Yeah, so how does that work? I don't know.
No sense.
However,
and there's always however in life.
I thought I would do at least one appearance because it is outside, and so people who might be afraid of going in, you know, to indoor places or whatever. So it's lots of room. So I'll be out there with my new book. It's called Finding the American Dream. I have had some AM and the PM listeners buy copies through my website. I know that because they have said that they're AM and the PM. So I want to thank them for that. But, yeah, I'll be out there from 1 until 4. So anytime you'd like to stop by between 1 and 4, all the info, I should say, is on my Bill on the Road Facebook page.
You know,
he's done it like 5 times.
Okay, but that one doesn't work. It's too in the background.
It grows on you, Frank.
Thank you.
We have a better one.
Do you remember when Josh found
But we have like Beavis Butthead or somebody going,
never makes me happy. All right.
You might tell them where this place is.
Sure.
We're at Woodlawn in Manchester.
Woodlawn in Manchester, and right next to, I don't even know, are the signs?
Right next to what was formerly the Kirkwood Brewhouse.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, are the signs still outside both businesses?
Oh, yeah.
They are. Okay, so you can look for the Kirkwood Brewhouse and Gold's Gym, which sadly, again, both of them are dark now. But we'll be out there.
Wow, we're the kiss of death. We get between two businesses, they both go out of business.
They're both gone, but we'll be out there and hope to see some AM and the PM.
So is this one better?
Yes, that's the one.
You want to hear that one?
That's the one.
Sorry, Jack.
It just has more impact.
Okay.
Play the other one. It's weaker. Play it.
Okay.
This one has the punch that we need. Hang on. It's important. It doesn't work.
You're right.
Yeah. Dylan's Butthead.
Just making a quick note here.
I said it was either Beavis or Butthead. I can't remember who they are.
Trivia questions on Friday.
Wow.
So hang on. So we got that good. Okay. So damn it. In this book, it profiles famous Americans, people who have achieved the American dream. One of those people in the book is Jimmy Stewart. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about Jimmy Stewart today.
Mary, don't you know me?
I don't know anybody who didn't like Jimmy Stewart.
He Merry just, Christmas, you beautiful building alone.
Thank you, Dad.
Thanks. Okay.
Give that a 2
out of 20.
Oh, I thought it was better than that.
Well, like a 3.
Quick trivia. Now, Frank is not. I'm not going to let Frank. Frank will know this trivia question. This is for everybody else. What 1981 film did Jimmy Stewart turn down? Oh, I'm sorry. What film did he turn down in 1981? It was the lead role that went to Henry Fonda and earned 10 Oscar nominations.
Oh, on Golden Pond?
On Golden Pond, no, that is correct.
I'll say on Golden Pond.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
I never knew that.
I thought you for sure would have known that.
Because I actually thought that was done so that Jane and Henry Fonda could work together. I didn't know he was supposed to be.
According to my sources.
Well, it could be.
Oh, there you go. Jimmy Stewart. So there's a museum. He has the Jimmy Stewart Museum in his hometown of Indiana, Pennsylvania. And lots of things that he personally picked out for his museum from his career. Okay, you need to stop that right now.
Yeah, see, now you're getting on his nerves.
Now you're going to really...
He'll pull a Mike Evans and get up and walk.
Yes, I'm near the door. You can view film clips in this vintage 1930s movie theater. The projection system was donated by Universal Studios in Hollywood. And a couple of interesting things just about his life in general. So he appeared in more than 90 different films. 90 films and television shows, I guess I should say. Most notable included Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, The Philadelphia Story, Harvey, Rear Window, The Naked Spur, and Anatomy of a Murderer.
And he did comedies, but he wasn't a funny guy. He still did these kind of like Harvey is a rabbit or something, right? Yeah. But he wasn't what you would call funny.
Was that a comedy?
I don't know. I didn't see Harvey.
I tried to watch
it. It had
that
to be. It was an
bit.
Imaginary rabbit. How can that not be a comedy?
Yeah. He won an Academy Award for The Philadelphia Story in 1940, and Stewart heard from his father after he won this award. His name was Alex Stewart. So Mr. Stewart told Jimmy, I hear you won some kind of award. He told his son, what was it, a plaque or something? The elder Stewart suggested that he bring it back home to display in the family hardware store. And so that is where his Oscar sat for 25 years, inside the family hardware store in Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Wow. Stewart's Hardware? Is that the name
of it? Stewart's Hardware. He was the first major movie star to enlist in the United States Army in World War II. Do you know why he was not taken initially?
Was it a hearing thing?
It wasn't a hearing thing. It was a weight thing. Stewart, he was 6'3", and he weighed 138 pounds.
Whoa! Don't say it was a weight thing.
That is correct. It was a weight issue, and he basically ate as much as he possibly could and went back and was able to enroll in the military. He was a fighter pilot. He had, flight training ahead of time before he went into the war, and so that's kind of cool.
He raised a lot of money for war bonds, I think.
Too. Yeah, the Glenn Miller story.
Yeah.
He played Glenn Miller.
And he was a man who shot Liberty Valance with John Wayne.
I love that movie.
He did a documentary called Winning Your Wings. So this was shown in movie theaters back in 1942. It resulted in 150,000 new Army recruits.
Wow.
So he had some pull.
Man who shot Liberty Valance, he was the bravest of them all. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank
you
so much. Something.
Dean Pitney, thank you.
Now, is anyone in the room a fan of the movie It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, no. Are you kidding?
No, I don't like it. No. I don't watch it.
Now, I'm serious. You
no, know, Dan.
Some people
yeah,
don't like
Dan,
it.
Oh, no,
they've
Dan,
seen it so many
Dan
times.
Loves it.
Oh my God, it's my favorite Christmas movie.
But it is one of my favorite movies as well. Obviously, he was the main star of it. He said it was his favorite movie of all the movies that he did, and it was a dud when it came out.
Yeah.
It was not a popular movie when it came out, and it kind of regained. I guess in the 80s it came back around, started to become a pretty popular movie.
It's on every year.
It really, yeah, it is. And so if you liked that movie, there is a town called Seneca Falls, and this is in New York, and they believe, or it's believed to be, the inspiration for Bedford Falls, which was in that movie. And the story goes that Frank Capra visited the town while he was writing that screenplay, and there are very many similarities that would lead you to believe that this really was the town that inspired Bedford
Falls. For any people too young to even know who Jimmy Stewart was, he was our Tom Hanks. People refer to Tom Hanks as the modern day Jimmy Stewart, just sort of the everyman's man. And that's probably a pretty good description.
Yeah.
But Hanks probably is the closest thing we have to Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah. And do you remember, see, I'm a Johnny Carson fan, so this is maybe even this is before my time. But
the poem?
Yes, his poems that he would come out.
You can put it up on YouTube. It's fantastic.
Yeah, he would come on the show and read his little personal poems.
He wrote a poem about his dog, I believe, right? His dog.
Well, he wrote more than one poem, but the one you're talking about. Yeah,
It's really funny.
Yeah, it's great. So you can check those out on YouTube. But again, so Seneca Falls, this is in New York. If you are a fan of It's a Wonderful, my favorite It's a Wonderful Life story about that movie. So, and I hope I get this right. So there's the scene where Uncle Billy is walking away. He's, you know, had too much to drink, and he's walking away from the front porch. He is, you know, Jimmy Stewart has just sent him on his way, and you hear all of this, this noise as though he's fallen into some trash cans. Do you remember? Do you kind of remember that?
I don't.
And you know, and he yells, "I'm okay, I'm okay."
Now, that was that Uncle Billy, or was that Jimmy Stewart?
That was Uncle Bill.
That was Uncle Bill Cleveland.
Okay.
So what happened was somebody on the set dropped some equipment while they were filming.
They dropped a bunch of lights, I think.
Yeah, he just played it off. And both of them played it off like it was meant to be part of the film. And so if you go back and you watch that movie, you look at Stewart's face, you can see him trying not to laugh because of what has happened.
As soon as Uncle Billy walked off camera, you hear this big crash, like Uncle Billy, because he was drunk, just fell over a whole bunch of trash cans or something.
It was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. Yeah. So there you go.
You learned that from Carolyn Grimes, right? When she was at the Wildy Theater one year.
What?
We got to watch.
Nobody.
Carolyn Grimes.
Nobody knows who that
Carolyn
is.
Carolyn Grimes was Juju. She was the baby that said, when an angel, when a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. And she was at the Wildy Theater, and we got to watch the movie with her, and she pointed out all of this stuff in the movie. The snow was actually soap suds.
Not suds, flakes.
Snow,
flakes.
Snowflakes.
If it was
the actual snow on the ground was soap suds.
Well, okay.
When they threw them out of the bar.
Okay.
And then there's a string hanging down in between Jimmy Stewart
legs
and string.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
When she tells him.
That's
that
how skinny he was. It looked like a string.
She's pregnant, yeah.
that's a great story.
I don't think they could be soap suds. I don't understand
They weren't suds.
They can make little...
They used to make, like Ivory would make a box of flakes.
And some movies use mashed potato flakes for snow.
Yeah, they were flakes,
camera.
Not suds. So you sound like an idiot.
No, the snow that was on the ground.
Well, your story is very compelling, Mr. Jackass.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, man.
No, he's not. You're not sorry.
Remember last hour when you said Josh talked the whole hour, you had no idea he was talking about? I'm having that emotion this hour, this segment.
Yeah. Not me. I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
See, that hurt Bill's feelings when you said that. Then he just bailed out. I'm Bill. He's out.
He's
I'm
just
done.
Done.
Had another 10 minutes.
Done.
That's right. He called me a jackass.
Bill Cleveland brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country by a long shot. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Well, I mean, see how long it take you to pull up something by Sting. It's his birthday today. I never did get Sting's music.
Sandy loves Sting.
What song?
My girlfriend Sandy.
I don't care. He's 69 today.
Oh, 69.
Shut up. Fields of Rose.
Every breath you take.
Fields of Gold. Desert Rose.
Oh, do the Fields of Gold. I can't stand that.
Yeah, you don't like Fields of Gold?
No. I don't really particularly like anything.
Wow.
It's like he's in on an intellectual plane that I can't relate to. His stuff is cerebral or something. Yeah.
Oh, you don't like
Happy
this.
Birthday, Sting.
Wow.
I don't think I like it.
590 KEZK.
Yeah.
You remember me when the was.
No, I don't like it. Yeah. I don't
really?
Yeah.
How about when he was in the police? You like any of the police?
Roxanne, I can't stand that song.
Every little thing she does is magic.
Yeah, not Roxanne, no. But some of the others.
I can't Every explain it. I cannot explain it. I just don't. Not him. I don't know him. I just don't like the music. Like, yeah. It's too deep for me or something.
CBS Sunday Morning did a story on him. They're really, actually, a very cool.
Is he I can British? See where, in yes. the right atmosphere, late at like. Night, you know. Oh,
I see what you did that.
I hope you didn't hear that.
Can I turn this off now?
Sure.
Please.
He's obviously very talented, more successful than I'll ever be. I just don't particularly, I don't have one, here, I have one Sting song in my phone. I got 900 songs, and he didn't have one in there. So, there you go. Another birthday today, and I don't know that I get her either. She's kind of cute. Kelly Ripa is 50 today.
Oh, yeah.
She's kind of irritating.
She was hot when she came on with Regis, though.
She doesn't look 50, I don't think.
Wasn't she in a TV show a while back?
Kelly Ripa?
Yeah. I think she was in a TV show a bunch of years ago.
No, I don't know. You're confusing her with Sally Field.
Ah, Kelly Ripa. I still would, though.
So happy birthday, Sting and Kelly Ripa. There's a listener sent me a story and said, oh, Frank, this is perfect for the show. Well, I looked into the story. It is a true story, but it happened like 5 years ago. And it was the guy up in Iowa, I want to say, and he had to have surgically removed his 120-pound scrotum.
Whoa.
Yeah. And they had pictures online.
Man.
Yeah.
120-pound scrotum. How did he walk or sit down or go to the bathroom?
Well, it wasn't easy. And it was like a long, complicated surgery. But he's not the only one. There's a name for this. It's like scrotolymphoma something or other. And next to it was another story, another guy who died. He had a 132-pound scrotum. And he died, pretty young. Now, it's something that's sort of, initially you want to just have fun and make fun of it, but think about dragging around that massive chunk of whatever.
Scrotum.
Scrotum.
That chunk poor scrotum. Guy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Man, that guy has balls.
Now, I guess you could weigh them by just like, whoa, we had a doctor and a couple of assistants just lift him up on some scales or something.
Right. Could you imagine you'd have to carry him around in a wheelbarrow or something?
Or the other way they know what they weighed is they weighed him and then they surgically removed him he's 120 pounds lighter, so, your nuts weighed 120 pounds. They say scrotum, but I think it includes, everything.
Mm-hmm. How do your pants fit? They don't.
There's a great joke to hear about the man who had five penises. His pants fit like a glove. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much. And this actually hurt me, this email, because Dan is our friend. And this hurt me to read this.
Oh.
Dear Frank, I have a proposition for you. I've been wanting to make a donation, but I keep forgetting to do it. I have a proposal. I'm assuming donation to, whatever charity, like Backstoppers, we'll pick a charity. He says, I have a proposal. And this is difficult for me to read. Since I can't stand hearing Dan play the harmonica, if you will ban this behavior, I will donate $1 a day for the next year, paid up front. Now, let me work this out. $1. Now, you have to factor in, we only work
four days
a week. And let's just say 50 weeks a year.
Mm-hmm.
So $1 a day, 4 days a week, times 50.
That's 200 days.
So $1 a day.
$16,000.
How much?
$16,000.
$16,000 from Barry. And I wrote Barry back, and I said, not enough. You need to cough up more. We might consider. But it hurt me. Where you said, I can't stand hearing Dan play the harmonica.
Huh.
That was hurtful.
I guess he's never heard my album, Songs You Know By Heart.
He couldn't possibly have.
No.
Songs You Know By Heart, Dan Strauss on the harmonica.
Yeah.
So just because of what Barry said, do you have your harmonica?
I do.
I don't Always. Know. I don't even know what's a Sting song. That one you played. What is it?
I did Fields of Gold, but somebody mentioned Every Breath You Take from the Police.
Every breath you take.
I think sure song.
Would you play a little Every Breath You Take by Sting?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to? Oh, I thought I was going to play it with him.
Oh, okay. Well, but to show people how good you are, let's play a little of Sting. It's his birthday today. And then we'll switch, stop it, and we'll go to Dan. And Dan will we'll repeat with harmonica what you heard.
All right, here we go.
I guess maybe at the time I just got tired of it. It was played so much.
Oh, I get
but
you.
It's not a horrible song. One more line. Every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching. Okay, all right. And Dan?
You ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll be watching you. That's it.
Wow.
There you go, Barry. It's for you, Barry.
Beautiful.
That's for Barry.
There you go, Barry.
This man is a renaissance man.
He hates your harmonica.
I guess it's down to like $14,000 now.
Probably dropped this. I may have upped this price after you heard that. This is a horrible thing. And in the category of why do things like this happen, especially to children, here's a six-year-old boy down in Texas who has died because he swam in a lake. And this is one of those deals where some weird thing crawls up your nose or something. A brain-eating amoeba.
Oh.
What the hell?
Got into his system, and he's dead. Now, you got, you know, if you're a parent of a six-year-old, you got to just go, hey, God, let me ask you a question. Since this only happens to almost nobody, why did this happen to us? And as a father of Theo, can you even imagine? Take him out, let him, oh, you play in the lake? Go ahead, paddle around, splash around in there, and a brain-eating amoeba eats his brain.
Man, that makes me feel terrified.
Well, you can't let this stuff scare you. You can't not let him do anything, because this is a very, it says it gets in the system and it kills within 5 days. The longest you last. This particular thing, amoeba, it says it causes primary amoebic meningoencephalitis, which right there sounds horrible to me. It says that it's when water gets in your nose while, you know, swimming or whatever, and it can come from, it's just one of those freak things. Wow. Fever, headaches. By the time they realized what it was too late. I don't know. First of all, just brain eating. Just that right there. Eating your brain when you're alive. Not good. Now, here's a really interesting story. There's a pair of twins in Australia. They have been called the most identical twins in the world. I saw pictures of these women. You cannot tell them apart. They both share a boyfriend.
All right, good for them.
Share him?
Yeah. Now get this. They want to get pregnant by him at the same time.
Oh, I've seen these chicks. They're actually kind of hot. This guy's lucky.
Oh, they're not bad. But they want him to father kids by both of them, like, the same night.
Wow.
They live together. They're in Perth, Australia. They live together. They eat together. They sleep together. They go to the toilet at exactly the same time, and they share a bed with their 39-year-old boyfriend, Ben Byrne.
How do they like rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first?
I don't know.
So their kids are going to be cousin brothers.
Well, I don't know. He said they want to experience pregnancy together. Yeah, this gets weird. It's like I'm my own grandpa. This is a weird deal. And again, they have been called the most identical twins in the world. So it won't matter to him. Well, am I doing Becky or am I? Well, who cares? They're that identical. Differences to make. They flip a coin, like you said. Who's first? You can't do them literally simultaneously. That'd be impossible.
I suppose you could.
And then what would the kids be? They have the same dad.
That's what I said. Yet, they're going to be sister brothers.
It'd be a brother. So if they both came out boys, it'd be a brother and a cousin. It'd be a brother.
Brother cousins.
Yeah. I mean, it gets pretty weird. Mm-hmm. Hang on. They are in a normal circumstance, they'd be cousins,
right?
But cousins, but they also have the same. Yeah, this is just flat out weird.
Because they'd be siblings, but the siblings' childs would be niece or nephew.
They wouldn't be siblings.
It'd be step.
Well, they wouldn't. They have this half brother. You're right. They are.
So there'd be a niece or a nephew. So if it was, it would be a
a brother and a nephew, it'd be a brefew. Or if it was a sister.
Yeah, what'd it be? Oh, wait.
If it was a sister.
Let's just concentrate on being this guy.
And a niece.
Two hot, identical women, and they both want you to father their children. Woohoo! Okay.
And what if both of them had twins then?
Because, oh, man. Now you got something. Wow. Now you're talking. Let me get the ladies. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is a quick one. Don't blink. You'll miss it. This is like one of the three shortest jokes I tell. Guy goes into a psychiatrist's office. And the psychiatrist, he's never been in before, he's a new patient. The psychiatrist looks up, and it's obvious the guy's a pirate. He's got the one big earring thing and this thing on the head like Johnny Depp, where and he's a pirate. Parrot on his shoulder. And the psychiatrist looks up and says, wow, pirate. Don't get many of those in here. But the psychiatrist can't help but notice the most obvious thing that's very strange, and that is that he has no pants on, and coming right out of his private area is a steering wheel. It's growing sort of out of his wiener. And the psychiatrist says, well, he says, like, I don't know why you're here to see me. I'm a psychiatrist, but you've got a steering wheel growing right out of your private area. And the pirate says, yeah, I know, and it's driving me nuts.
Time for a check on traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Compassion International. On 55 southbound before Imperial Main, emergency vehicles off to the right shoulder. 40 eastbound at 270, an accident's got the right lane blocked. There's a backup from Mason. We're all feeling the weight of COVID-19, but for kids in poverty around the world, things are becoming desperate. Join Compassion International and provide for a family in poverty. Make your one-time $40 gift. Text HOPE to 83393. Reporting for 590 The Fan, I'm Alan Green. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Don't mess with big box stores or unreliable delivery from out of state when it comes to the PPE that you need. Instead, work with Marco Bertarelli of family-owned local staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Masks, hand sanitizer, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Bertarelli has it all. They even cut plexiglass to your exact needs so your business can get back to serving the community. Contact Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply today by emailing Marco at BertarelliCo.com or calling 314-664-4005.
Your heating, cooling, and indoor air quality system should improve your health in addition to providing comfort. And all across the St. Louis area, Scott Lee Heating Company is trusted with both. With over 40 years of experience with residential and commercial heating, cooling, and healthy air systems, including maintenance, repair, and replacement, they have St. Louis covered and comfortable. Contact them today to learn about cost-saving rebates at ScottLeeHeating.com. Scott Lee Heating Company, where satisfied customers are their most important asset.
For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, 1-866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the press box and practices complete eye care in the metro area. From routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery, Dr. Jones can get it done for you. He is board certified in ophthalmology and assistant professor at St. Louis University. He sees patients at several locations in the St. Louis area, 1-866-260-EYES, and when you call in, tell him Frank Cusimano sent you.
Fitness will always be about keeping a routine, and the best routines in life will always make time for enjoying yourself. Michelob Ultra, superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
That time already. Time to check in with Mike Evans down in Dallas, Texas. Brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other. Same proprietor. Same perfection in everything they do and sell. And they're closed only on Monday, as in today. That's it. That's the only day they're closed. Now, they're in Chesterfield Valley. I'm sure you know where that is. easy to find if you don't, and they're east of most all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Again, closed only on Monday. You do need reservations for lunch or dinner at Annie Gunn's. And when you're there, please go next door to the Smokehouse Market. And while you're at either or both, please pick up a gift card. It'll come in handy, and before somebody is going to need a gift, and you're going to be scrambling around, what do we give them? Here's something you could give anybody, and everybody will appreciate it. Gift cards to Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. Would you please welcome Mike Evans? How are you today?
Doing just fine on National Be Nice Day.
Not only National Be Nice Day, but the first broadcast day of our fourth year here.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
It's also National Get Funky Day.
Mm. Okay.
And don't you try to be laying a lick on the King of the Dip, because I'm a player. I be funky.
You just proved it.
Love Nuggets, the relationship between This Is Us, Chris Metz, and Bradley Collins, apparently the real deal. Bradley is a broker for the Equitable Property Company based out of Nashville. They met in May, and an impeccable source says they're already planning a wedding.
And what does he look like? Have you seen him?
Yeah, he's a big guy.
Okay. How big would you say?
Like Tom Arnold at his biggest.
Okay. Well, that's good, because she's a big girl, so that's probably a good pairing there.
TV news last Saturday. Saturday Night Live ratings were up 89% from the last year, best in 4 years, but TV critics for the LA Times and New York Post called it weak. Times critics said Jim Carrey's Joe Biden was more like his In Living Color character, Fire Marshal Bill, if you remember that. I agree. I didn't think it was all that great.
I didn't see it. I used to watch SNL religiously every Saturday night. And then a few years ago, I quit. I watched just like that, like quit smoking. I just stopped, because they used to be very funny with no politics. And that's just the opposite. It's all politics for the most part.
And they're not funny.
No.
As my little granddaughter would say, she's 3 years old, please, please, please. Please stop. Despite this is the last season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they've been running these ridiculous promos and sent out a press release hinting that Kourtney may be pregnant.
Who cares?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. I agree.
We don't care.
No.
Stop it. Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life, a four-episode revival which aired 4 years ago on Netflix, will be on free TV, the CW, over Thanksgiving. I never knew it, but there are just a lot of Gilmore Girls cult fans out there.
I didn't know it either.
There are. Odds and Ends, online gossip, skank, and jerk, Perez Hilton, used to get a big kick out of outing gay celebrities, which is certainly bad enough. But when a video showed up of a believed straight man kissing another man and then committing suicide, Hilton is encouraging people to watch it. You know, as a father of a gay man, I feel that Hilton's behavior is deplorable and disgusting.
No, hold on. Is the suicide part of the video?
Yes.
Whoa.
This happened years ago. His roommate was worried about him and videotaped him for a few days, and he was on a bridge with another man, kissed the other man, and jumped off this bridge and killed himself.
Who killed himself? The gay guy or the straight guy?
Well, everybody thought he was straight. They didn't know he was gay.
Oh, so they outed him through the video.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not good.
Nope.
Regarding Mariah Carey's autobiography, while she mostly complains about how horrible her life has been, there is one thing. Exactly. There's one thing I thought very, very strange. No mention at all in the book of her bipolar condition that she talked about for almost 2 years back in 2017. They didn't bring that up. I found that very odd. Shia LaBeouf will face battery and petty theft charges stemming from a silly fistfight he had with a rowdy fan. And then Shia popped him in a snot locker and stole his hat. That's the charges. Shai has been arrested twice before, but years ago has turned his life around. It's really no big deal.
That's the first time I've ever heard snot locker. That's a new one. I like that one. That's a good one.
Thank you. Sports charts. Major League Baseball playoffs are here. The ALDS is starting tonight.
Who cares?
Oakland playing Houston. Then later tonight, Tampa Bay plays the Yankees. Tomorrow night, the Florida Marlins in Atlanta and the San Diego Padres play my Los Angeles Dodgers. I know you guys don't care because the Cardinals are out of it, but I would like to see, again, a Los Angeles Dodger New York Yankee World Series. No?
Well, there's your enthusiasm from Dan.
I don't care about any of it, even if the Cardinals were still in it.
They already played twice in the 80s. Get some new blood in there.
The Dodgers haven't won a World Series, been in a World Series for 26 years.
Let the Padres get in. They've never won one. The Padres have never won one.
Wah.
Wah. Yeah, but who cares about the San Diego Padres? Does anybody really care that 67-year-old Sharon Osbourne went on TV and bragged that she and 72-year-old husband Ozzy Osbourne have sex every Monday, every Thursday, and every Saturday?
Lucky.
Man,
she said they started talking about cutting it down to only 2 days a week. If Ozzy Osbourne's having sex 2 days a week, he's probably by himself when that's going on.
when did she say they do it? What days?
Monday, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Yeah, but it's by Zoom.
That breaks it up pretty good, though. Monday. He's got to wait 3 days for that second one.
Right.
And then only two for the third one. Yeah, good for you, Ozzy.
And this is weird. Elton John referring to him and John Lennon of having a very brief romance.
Wait. Romance. Hold on. Who had the romance? Ozzy and
Elton John and Lennon.
Oh, Elton John and John Lennon. Who said that? Elton John said that?
Elton John referring to him and John Lennon of having a very brief romance.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
No.
It doesn't surprise me either. He made the comment referring to John's birthday coming up on Friday. And in case you missed it, Harvey Weinsleeves was hit with 6 more sexual assault charges Friday in Los Angeles. He's already doing 26 years. So add those to the New York charges. That's 21 counts. He's looking at an additional 192 years.
Not looking good for Harvey. He's going to be very old when he gets out.
He's going to be very old when he gets out. But how much time do I have?
30 seconds.
Oh, wow. It goes by so fast when we're having fun.
It sure does.
It sure does. Everything going good in St. Louis?
Nope, we lost the Padres.
Yeah, we got a great stretch of weather here this whole week through Sunday, they say. So what about Dallas? Real quickly, 10 seconds, how's that weather?
It's going to be 82 tomorrow, and I'll play a little golf. Mike Evans, sir!
About time you got on the golf course. Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Please thank a police officer every chance you get, and have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista,
baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right,
dear.
Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
The Chiefs and Patriots are kicking things off in a few minutes. The first game of an NFL doubleheader. Kansas City's sack maestro Chris Jones is a late scratch with a nagging groin issue. Meantime, the Texans, after loafing to an 0-4 record, shoving out head coach/general manager Bill O'Brien. O'Brien told reporters via Zoom, quote, "In the end, it's a bottom line business, and we weren't able to get it where we needed to get it," close quote. Romeo Crennel steps in as lead coach on an interim basis. The Houston Astros sandwiched together four runs with two outs in the sixth inning and are now drubbing the Oakland A's 8-5, now in the top of the eighth in game one of the best-of-five American League Divisional Series. George Springer, having a day at the plate, is 4-for-5. Oakland, meantime, 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position. I'm Brian Fenton.